The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. We're talking to Coach Young. Ice Trey with 43 tonight and five dimes. He hit six threes. Herter had five threes. Collins, three threes. Bogdanovich, three threes. Gallinari, a couple threes. Obviously, they shot 48% from three, and the Suns, 28% from three. D-Book had 32. Your boy CP3 had 18 and 12. Dimes, but I cannot believe that the Suns lost in Atlanta. I don't even care. Like I said today on Coast to Coast, I mean, the Suns are 12 points better than the Hawks. You know, Coach, if they play them 10 times, I say the Suns beat them 9.
Oh, I agree 100%. And Scotty, here's the thing that we got to get into, and we've talked about this in the past. They have to find a way to get DeAndre Ayton more than five shots. I mean, I know that Bridges got 24. I know CP3 got 18 and 12. I know D-Book got his 32 and Cam Johnson got 13. But you cannot have DeAndre Ayton give you 6 points on five shots. I mean, him and JaVale McGee got the same number of shots tonight. Like, just think about that for a second. And if you have a team that's 9 for 32 from the three-point line, what you should be doing is finding a way to run that high pick and roll to get Ayton rolling down the middle of the floor to get some easy baskets so you could turn around and then shrink the floor with the defenders and then find shooters. So to me, it's like, they lost because they went backwards. They went back to this chucking threes all over the place instead of getting the big boy involved early and often. You know Capella can't check him. Get the boy some shots. Get him 10, 12 shots a night and let him cook a little bit, and he'll loosen up the defense for the shooters.
The T-Wolves won tonight in Detroit by 11, and Taurean Prince had a big game. He had 23. Black Jesus had 25, Cat had 21 and 14 boards, the double-double. They're two games over 500 now, and I got to be honest with you, Coach. I'm starting to bet on them a little bit, and I'm making a little bit of money off the T-Wolves.
I mean, depending on the matchup, I mean, I told people in the scouting report, Carl Anthony Towns, double-double, and then the win was like a plus 140 or something like that. So, I mean, the guy's been playing well. Listen, here's the key thing with them. When they have Patrick Beverley in that lineup, they play a lot better. Because Pat Bev is that guy that we talked about that the Knicks need. Like, he's a
that
guy
dog.
That kind of stirs them up. He's that dog, exactly. And when things ain't going right, he's not afraid to get an anybody's face. So when you have, you know, Edwards give you 25 and then you get 21 and 11 from Cat, you get 23 from Taurean Prince, 18 from Beasley. Let's talk about the fact that you got 11 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds out of Patrick Beverley. So this is a team, Scotty, that I think they're sitting in 6th or 7th right now in the West. This is going to be a good story because they may be the team that may not be here this year. They're like Memphis a year behind them. Memphis made that jump last year, and then they took the big jump this year. I think Minnesota may be that team that's going to be pretty decent, but if they keep this core together, they can make that big jump next year.
So Miami spanked the Spurs in San Antonio on the Riverwalk, 112-95. Hero Sandwich had 24, and Duncan Robinson had 17, 4 threes. Adebayo had 18 and 11, a double-double. We welcome our radio affiliates, all of them, Sirius, Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio in San Diego, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. Welcome to the show. So Miami 13 games over, San Antonio 19 and 34. And I got 1 minute. Is Pop long for this world? Is he going to retire from coaching now that his teams suck every year?
I mean, you would think about it. I thought that it was lined up for Becky Hammon to get the job, but obviously she just went to the Las Vegas Aces of the WNBA.
Right.
Maybe it's Duncan, but I can't see Pop after all this winning to sit here and have a 25-win team 2 years in a row. To me, I think this is Pop's swan song, and if he's not done this year, he's done next year.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, Coach, if I don't see you, hopefully we'll catch up and get you on when we're in L.A. At Super Bowl 56. We'll be doing shows out there all next week. Mafia, hopefully he'll reach out. We'll get you on, hopefully, when there's a thick schedule of NBA games at night when we're in Lipstick City. Killer stuff tonight, bro. Always love raging with you and talking NBA rack. Have a good one. I'll check you out.
All right, brother. See you next week.
All right, there he is, Coach Young, on the bench. I'm going to watch the rest of this Laker-Clipper game and chill with you.
You're listening to Sports Grid, the home of the winning edge, carrying on the fine tradition of sports gaming from all the way back to ancient Rome. But they never had a mobile app.
So count your blessings, Sporto.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
A lot of good games tonight, and you know, or some of them in college basketball got canceled. Memphis, Cincinnati canceled, Wichita State, SMU canceled, Iowa, Ohio State canceled. It was just one after the next. Santa Clara beat Loyola Marymount 79-60. Weber over Montana by 5. I had Weber to win, Montana in 7. That's a double cover. Belmont blew out Tennessee State 88-61. I'm just... I mean, there's so many unranked games tonight that were, you know, crazy. Stanford lost to Washington State in the end by 6. They were down 15 at the half, so they came back, but it wasn't enough. And I think they were getting 2, and they lost by 6. So Washington State covered. Utah was my number 2 play, I think, in college basketball tonight, laying 6.5. They suck, but Oregon State sucks worse. 84-59 Utah. I thought that was just easy money. I mean, just delicious money. And then Arizona was, I guess, like, I could have sworn, I got to look at my. Well, I didn't even, you know, believe it or not, in the top ranked plays, I didn't even have that as a number one play. My number one play was Wyoming, and they did beat Boise and stop their winning streak, 72-65 Wyoming. And I guess I want to look at this, Mafia, because Gunner was all gung-ho about Boise State. I said, listen, I'm telling you, Wyoming's going to beat them. They're 18-3, and they mean business, right? So he's like, yeah, well, Boise hasn't lost a game in ages. I said, well, they will tonight. They beat Fresno. They beat Wyoming by three. They beat San Diego State, Utah State, Air Force, New Mexico, Nevada. That was January, a perfect month in January. Going back to December, Fresno they beat, Washington State they beat, MT Tech they beat, whoever the hell that is, Santa Clara they beat, Prairie View they beat, Northridge they beat, Tulsa they beat, a perfect December. And the last time they lost a game was the 30th of November against St. Louis by four. And before that, Bakersfield beat them by seven. So that was like Thanksgiving, the last time they lost a game until tonight in, you know, early February. They lose finally on the 3rd of, you know, of February. They lose to Wyoming on the road, and I hit the game. I mean, they haven't lost since Thanksgiving, and they finally lost, and I nailed that game. That gives me full 18-wheeler. Utah State over San Jose State. I had San Jose State and 20. They covered. Utah State beat them 78-62. I had Utah State to win and San Jose State to cover. Hit the double right there. Boom, boom. Everybody's happy. Gonzaga ripped San Diego by 30. They win every game by 30. No one can cover against them. Grand Canyon beat Seattle 78-66. I thought Grand Canyon would win, but I thought Seattle would cover to 5.5. So I got that wrong. Monroe upset Arkansas State. I definitely got that game wrong. I was laying 8 there. I got burned on that game. Rice beat Texas San Antonio. Lost that by a hook. I was getting 12.5. They lost by 13. I hit Charleston laying 6 against William & Mary. Wilmington finally lost a game. One of my number 3 play of the night was Towson getting 3 from Hofstra. Towson beat him by 10. I knew that was going to happen. Towson's better. They're better. They're 17-6. They're just better than Hofstra. That's just all there is to it. And they went to Long Island and won that game. Towson means business. They're 17-6. They're not bad. They're a chippy little team. I'll tell you what. In terms of other ones, I'm just looking for ones that you know, that I had action on. FAU beat Louisiana Tech. And I actually thought Louisiana Tech would win that game. I hit FIU. FIU was laying 7.5. They won by 10 over Southern Miss. I hit that. That was a nice little bet there. And then pretty much near the end of this, I hit UCF over South Florida 68-49. I was laying, I think, somewhere like 11.5. They did cover. They're decent, too. UCF, I mean, they're decent, 13-7. They're nothing to write home about, but they're decent. Texas State and App State. I had Texas State in that game to win, and I had App State plus 4. Double cover there. I mean, it really has been unbelievable this week. The 27-3 the other night in unranked games, 38-8 overall, then 36-15 overall last night. Doing it again tonight. I hit St. John's laying 4.5. They blew out Georgetown 90-77. I mean, God, what don't I hit? I mean, obviously I lose some bets, but, you know, not that many. Murray State did not cover. They won 65-53 over Austin Peay. Ohio won, but did not cover to 15.5. And now, games that are going on right now. Washington leads at Cal 10-2 out of the gates. St. Mary's leads at Portland 10-7 out of the gates. USC up early 15-7 at Tempe against Arizona State. San Francisco impaling BYU. I can't even believe that. 46-25. They are crushing BYU at BYU. The Dons getting involved. I have Santa Barbara going tonight. They're down 10 with 12 minutes left. They're in trouble. And I think, I'm pretty sure I did. Pacific I got going. They're laying 3.5. They're up 4 right now. Jesus. Against Pepperdine. And then I got Colorado going, getting 1.5, I believe. They are. Colorado getting 1.5 in Boulder. They're down 4 to Oregon with 14 minutes left. So there you go. College basketball, all of it in your face. The Clippers lead the Lakers right now, I believe, starting the second half. I think they're up 6 right now, the Clippers. They're definitely playing. They're into this third. So, yeah, they just started the third. 60-54 Clippers right now. And then the Warriors are up 73-54 on the Kings at the Chase in San Francisco. Now Clippers 63-54 over the Lakers. So, I had my doubts that the Lakers could actually play back-to-back games and win both of them. Seriously, I don't believe in them that they can win 2 games in a row. When they played last night, I have a hard time believing they can play tonight. And sure enough, they're down. So, and they've been playing without LeBron now for, it just seems like weeks, doesn't it? Because he just never plays. I mean, it's always something, his knee. I mean, he is just not playing ball anymore. I mean, it's crazy. And he had all those games of 25-plus, 18-plus in a row, games of 25 or more points. The guy was rolling, and then the knee shuts him down. It really sucks. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger up.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
Let's try Tony in Boston. He wants to talk about, I think, Becky Hammond.
What's going on, Scotty? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, dude.
How you doing, man? Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool, what Pop did to give her that job. You know what I mean? Like, that was pretty awesome, and she did a pretty good job. But why would she leave at a time? I mean, the WNBA is what it is. It's cool. But to leave the NBA at a chance for the first female head coach, I was kind of like, meh, thumbs down. I don't know what you thought about that.
Yeah, well, I don't think that she – go ahead. Go ahead.
I wanted to know what the funnest thing you're going to do in L.A. is, because, you hate it in New York with the tundra, and I do too, man. It sucks, so – wanted to know what you were going to do out in L.A. for fun.
Yeah, well, who knows? I mean, who knows what the coolest thing will be that I end up doing in L.A. Because, I'm just going to play it by ear. I know I'm hooking up with some friends from out in Los Angeles, and that'll probably be what ends up being the most fun. I'll end up doing, some cool things with them. And have fun, or you never know. I mean, I could end up going to a party or a dinner or something at some fancy restaurant. A lot of people have talked big about doing things in L.A. And then when you get out there and reality slaps you in the face that you have to work all day, every day, and then suddenly you're in bed when it's over because you've been working all day. Nobody ends up doing anything. Everybody talks big, and then they don't do anything. I'm more of a, to be honest, I'm more of an action dude. Like I do things. I get things done. I do things. I party. I go out. I hit it. I go to fancy restaurants. I live large. I'm not shy. Do some shopping. Do whatever. In terms of felonies, I mean, that's possible too. Anything's possible. When I'm on the road, I'm a dangerous human being, and I am, I'm always up for, you know, anything that's no good for me. and then I would say, as far as, there's potential for anything in that department. Like, I mean, I've been accused of everything. So, like I was in, Pittsburgh at the Steeler games every week when I'm a season ticket holder. I go to Pittsburgh. Every time I go to Pittsburgh, suddenly I'm doing, prostitutes and escorts and taking, chicks to dinners and fancy restaurants and getting laid and all this other stuff. And so I've been accused of everything. I'm just a horrible human being. And then, I just have more fun than everyone else. That's one of the things. I'm willing to do, dangerous things, live dangerously, cause trouble, try anything, do anything, do it twice. Don't sleep for days at a time. Eat, drink, be savage. But anyway, I think that pretty much sums it up. And then as far as Becky Hammon goes, I actually don't believe I thought she did a great job in the NBA, and I thought she was doing a great job with Pop. And I don't necessarily believe that she was going to get that job. I think a lot of people believe that if she worked alongside Popovich, that she would replace him one day. And I guess I just didn't believe it until I saw it. I've heard for, 6, 7, 8 years now that Becky Hammon is going to be an NBA coach. And I mean, she is no more near an NBA head coaching job than I am. She got a job with the Vegas Aces being a head coach in the WNBA. It's no laughing matter. I think she's got a good job, and she's a head coach in the WNBA, which is growing exponentially. I think that it's great for her. I think that down the road, if an NBA team calls, Spurs or otherwise, any other team, if they call tomorrow and say, we want you to be our head coach, she'll leave the Vegas Aces faster than you can spit, and she'll coach in the NBA. And I got to be honest, I'm done worrying about, like, why doesn't Becky Hammon have a NBA coaching job? Well, because, none of the NBA owners and that same thing, the billionaire white club owners, they just don't have the stones to give a chick the head coaching job of their franchise. It's that simple. It's no different than the billionaire white club owners in the NFL. They don't want black head coaches. And if they did, they'd hire them. And there have been a few, and now there's one. And I know that you can think whatever you want about this Brian Flores situation. I think Brian Flores is a great coach. I think that he's going to lose his lawsuit. The NFL doesn't lose lawsuits ever. And I also believe that, tonight, I guess, two things. One, Leftwich is out. He's not getting that job in Jacksonville. So once again, I've heard, Bieniemy and Leftwich are going to be head coaches, and Frazier, and Raheem Morris. It goes on and on. I could go through the litany of guys that Todd Bowles, but none of them get the job. None of them get the job. Tonight, Jacksonville hired Doug Peterson. Now, I was on Coast to Coast today on Sports Grid TV, and I said that the Jaguars were going to hire Doug Peterson tonight. Right on the show today, I said, tonight they're going to hire Doug Peterson, and Rick Spielman's going to work in the front office too. And they're doing it. Doug Peterson got the job tonight, and I believe by tomorrow or Saturday, Peterson will, it'll be Spielman will be in that front office doing something with the Jaguars as well. They're building that new front office and coaching staff, as we speak. And, you know, the Super Bowl winning coach of the Eagles has just got another chance to coach, head coaching gig. He lands. I'm sure he's going to get a 4 or 5 year deal. And I'm sure he's going to make a lot of money. And the bottom line is that once again, it's a white guy getting the job. And a guy that, you know, they ran out of Philadelphia and he won a Super Bowl, beat the Patriots. And then somebody, you know, obviously Saad Khan believes that, you know, the guy knows how to coach. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. And he gave him the job over Leftwich, over any other black coach that might be in the running for those jobs. They picked the white guy again, like they all do. Kevin O'Connell's going to get that Minnesota job. I mean, it's just one white guy after the next. And look, it is what it is. It is what it is. And it's bad. And it's, I think, clearly there's grounds for racism, charges, everything else. People can get all worked up and blame them and call them names and say they're racist and all the rest. And I still think, that, you know, even though they may be right, I think it's hard to prove that in a court of law. I do not believe he'll be able to prove in a court of law that any of those franchises, Denver, Giants, Dolphins, or any of them are racist. Good luck with that. I don't think he'll be able to prove it, or his lawyer. It's too hard to prove. And I think the NFL will win again. And then once again, when they rack it up for the 22-23 season, you'll see 99% white coaches. Boom. That simple. Now I'm hearing that Bieniemy's in the running for the Saints job, that he's, you know, a hot commodity now all of a sudden for the Saints job. And I actually was more palatable with him getting Andy Reid's job. I actually thought that was going to happen. I actually thought that when they lost to the Bengals, that we would have heard by now that Andy Reid was walking away. And because of family and health, and I do not believe that he's healthy. I went to see the Chiefs play this year. I mean, it takes like five people to wheel him out on the field. I mean, he just can barely walk. He's so huge now. I just don't think he's healthy. I think he's old. I think he's fat. I think he's got, you know, issues. His family has gone through hell. His son, the DUI crash and the girl, the little girl, the whole deal, that whole bit, that took a toll on that guy. It's written all over his face. And I just thought he'd walk away. I really did. But apparently he's coming back for more. And he's going to run it back. But I don't, I actually don't think he should. I think he should step down. He's had a brilliant career. He got the ring out in Kansas City. Why not give that job to Bieniemy? I mean, the Hunts know him. Everybody loves him. They think the world of him. I thought that was the job he's going to get. If he ends up the Saints head coach, I'll be like, that's awesome for him. Congratulations. I'll be happy for him. But I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, I've heard that guy's going to get every job in the NFL for the last 2-3 years. He never got any of them. To the point of this year, I'm not sure he had one interview. So we'll see if he gets this interview and this job. I'm hearing he's a favorite. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. I hope he gets it. I really do. So maybe, that'll make some people happy. I think there should be 10 black coaches in the NFL, but there's one. It is what it is. I love Mike Tomlin. I think he's a great coach.
It's a jungle out there.
So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed.
That's where we come in.
Relax.
We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
So I'm sitting there watching the Clipper game right now. They're up 14 on the Lakers, who are awful. And, I'm noticing, it's not an issue with the players or coaches. They're all wearing masks. But the one thing I'm noticing is, at least half that crowd isn't wearing masks. You know what I mean? Mafia is like half that crowd is not wearing masks. Now, I, you know, I'm under the impression, based on some of the emails I've gotten this week, that, I mean, I'm getting tested. I'm getting, I'm wearing masks when I go to bed. I mean, they're like telling me, Sports Grid's telling me I got to wear a mask when I go to the bathroom. When I got to wear it walking down the street. I got to wear it everywhere. Like 100%. 100% of California is just mandated you have to wear a mask. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there watching a game right now and nobody has one on. What am I supposed to believe, Mafia? Turn on the TV. Take a look. No one's wearing them.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, just like a lot of places around the country where, you know, there's mandates and there's things people are allegedly supposed to be doing. And if no one's telling them not to, if, you know, if no one's really all over them and watching them, making sure they are, some people are just getting really lax with it. So I'm sure given the things that we've seen in emails and things like that, you know, throughout LA, you're supposed to be wearing them, I'm sure. And then there's just people that just aren't out there. And if no one's going to break their stones and make them put it back on, they're just going to do their thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all you have to do is look at the crowd. I mean, there's Nicki Minaj. She doesn't have one on. Her boyfriend doesn't have one on. Floyd Mayweather don't have one on. He don't even have one near him. Nobody around him has one on. I'm just sitting there watching. I mean, there's nobody wearing masks. So there you go. And then, like, I got to tell you, like, going back to this other thing. So it's pretty simple to me. That once again, you know, Peterson gets a job in Jacksonville. Another white guy gets a job. But I, you know, I got to tell you, I'm getting a little sick and tired of talking about it. Not so much, you know, tonight. I mean, just all week we've been hearing about how, you know, the league is racist. And, you know, that's not a revelation to me. That's not some shocking news story that suddenly they found that there's racism in the NFL. I mean, I've never once thought in the last, oh, I don't know. I'm 56, so I'll give it 45 years. In the last 45 years, I've never thought once that the league wasn't racist. I always have thought it is. Because they just don't have black head coaches. They got hundreds of black assistants. They got thousands of black employees in the NFL and franchises. The billionaire white club owners just don't want them coaching their football team. And it is racist, but it is what it is. And, you know, there's always the option of, you know, if you don't like it, then go to the NBA. Because that's where they all are. In the NBA, everybody's got a job of color. Everybody. It's a black league. It's run by blacks. It's controlled by blacks. The blacks are all the players. There's black coaches everywhere. Black assistants everywhere. Black front office. Black, you know, just all over the league. I mean, they're literally thousands of miles ahead of the NFL when it comes to people of color and minorities having jobs and careers in the NBA. The NBA is, it's making the NFL, it's, you know, the NFL is the laughing stock of sports when it comes to blacks. I mean, it's like 80% of the players or something are black, and it's like, you know, it's like these owners are just watching them kill each other and maim each other and get injured and have, you know, brain damage and concussions. Guys killing themselves, committing suicide when they're done playing because they have CTE, and nobody cares about anything. And I said today on Coast to Coast, I'll say it again, the NFL doesn't lose lawsuits. When they agreed to pay out almost, you know, $750 million in brain injuries and concussion research, and the class action suit that they faced there, that was a victory for the NFL. Even though they paid out almost $800 million, that's a victory. They should have paid out $50 billion. I mean, $100 billion. To me, $750 million was like going to lunch. That's a court victory for the NFL. It's not, they didn't lose. That's a win. None of those people can sue them again and ever. That lawsuit is done and buried. Good luck suing them now for CT and concussions. I know they all do. All these people sue them. All these families sue them. And after their, you know, loved ones, their you know, player dad, player husband gets, you know, CTE, they all sue, and they're just not winning. They're not winning. And I don't believe, you know, and I hope, I swear to God, I hope Brian Flores wins. I would love to see the NFL bend over and take it in a lawsuit about racism. I think it'd be great. But I don't believe for 1 minute that he's winning. I really don't. What I think would really be amazing and incredible would be if he got the job in Houston. He's one of the three finalists, but I still think they're going to hire McCown, the quarterback, as the coach. Don't you, Mafia? What do you think is going to happen? And Peterson got the Jags job. Don't you think McCown will get the Texans job? I think Brian Flores is 10,000 miles ahead of Josh McCown as a coach. McCown's never coached. He's just been a backup quarterback his whole life. But
right.
I think he's going to get the job. I think he's going to get the job because he's white.
Yeah, it seems to be shading towards his way. I mean, I think we heard a lot of talk about Flores being the favorite down there because of his connections to Casario and, you know, from their time in New England. But the more and more you hear McCown's name brought up over and over again, this isn't the first time they interviewed him. They interviewed him last year, too, with Cully, you know, before they hired him. So for some reason, they really like this guy. They want to keep talking to him every time, you know, that spot's open. This might be the time they finally pull the plug, because what do you got to lose? You know, it's not like, we need a veteran coach because we got this team that's ready to win now. Your team's crap. You're full of, you know, vets who are making the bare minimum because they're, you know, mediocre, or young rookie-type players who are on their first contract. So you're not going to win anything in Houston. Why not have that guy learn the ropes?
So the NBA is celebrating Black History Month, and the NFL is defending itself against racist lawsuits. I mean, what's wrong with this picture? And listen, you know, it really isn't. It's like I've said 1,000 times. I think it's absurdly obvious that it's a problem, and it's. You know, I hate to say it. I truly don't believe I can go on and on about it of what I think. I don't think I'm going to change anything. I really don't. I'm not one of these guys. Oh, Pharrell's on the air talking about racism in the NFL, and he's just going to change so much. Thank God for Pharrell fighting for the blacks and the job lack of jobs they get in the NFL. I don't think I can move the needle at all. You just can't budge. I mean, that league is. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the most dangerous company in the world because it's the most profitable, most amazing, most dynamic company when you think about it. Like, think about this. Like, look at, like, Apple, what they do to make all their money and to have their stock where it is, or Amazon, what they do to get their stock where it is, right? And what they're worth. And look what they have to do. To do those kinds of numbers. Look what the NFL has to do to make as much money as them, if not more. All they have to do is play football games on Sundays, and television rights fees are through the roof, and they are through the sky, through the orbit, through Mars, through the moon. That's how high the television revenues are. And they spread that money around like peanut butter and jelly. And they make tons and tons and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars on television. And they don't have to do anything. All they have to do is run a bunch of black football players out on the field and play football games on Sunday. And they just make money like the cash register just keeps ringing. And they make so much money on Sunday, they got games on Monday and Thursday now. Now they make so much money in television, they're streaming it. And now they're going to run Amazon Thursday nights, and they're just going to make money in that department now, too. All they do in the NFL is play football games, and they print money. I mean, Apple has to do technology. They have to be geniuses. They have to be ahead of the curve. They have to create. They have to build. They have to do all this high-tech, crazy computer stuff and, you know, digital stuff and insane genius type. I mean, you know, MIT, you're talking about the smartest people on earth putting that stuff together and working at it like 24/7, 365, diligently like no other. The NFL doesn't have to do that. The NFL has to hide their drug problems, and they have to put it on TV, NFL games, and that's all they got to do to make more money than all of them. And then they get sued every week of the year. They get sued by somebody, and they never lose. I mean, they are literally untouchable. It's like you trying to take on the IRS or the federal government. Good luck. You're not winning. You're done. If the feds come after you, if you are in trouble with the federal government, if you're in trouble with federal, you know, police, you know, you got federal charges and warrants on it, you're done. You are done. You're just done. That's it. You're done. And they're going to win. And they always win. And then you think the NFL loses? They win when they lose. Have you ever noticed that? Like, I already gave the example, the concussion lawsuit. They won. They won. They only had to pay $750 million. That's like a lunch tab for them. I've said this 1,000 times. They win even when they lose. I mean, it is the most incredible. I mean, it is the most unbelievable cash cow, I think, of any business in modern time. I mean, like, do you realize that every NFL game, every playoff game, literally almost all of them, were the number one rated show on television, and they had 50 million plus people watching all of them. And they absolutely crush television. Every show on television gets raped by the NFL. The NFL owns television. It's so funny. My wife hates football. She hates sports. She wouldn't watch sports if I gave her $1 million. But she doesn't. She hates it. She despises that it's on television. Meanwhile, the NFL kicks every one of her shows ass so bad. I mean, like 400-fold every show she watches. Like, This Is Us, the most popular show on NBC in history. NFL on NBC, 400-folds that show. I mean, it is embarrassing. The NFL runs the world. Know that. You lose.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
So the Lakers are down 94-86 to the Clippers with 10 minutes left. The Warriors are up 110-92 on the Kings. And College Rack, late Oregon, blew out Colorado in Boulder. I was surprised at that one. I think it was like 66-51. They just raked them. Pacific's up on Pepperdine right now, 80-74. Long Beach is up 5 on Bakersfield. Cal Santa Barbara came back. They're down 1 with 6 seconds left. And San Francisco's lead over BYU is 10 now with 4 minutes left. Arizona State's come back on USC. It's a 2-point game at the half. USC's up in Tempe. Washington leads Cal 38-29 at the half. Hawaii's up on Riverside. Mahalo 32-30 at the half. St. Mary's leads Portland 34-28 at the half. And yeah, that game checked in 66-51 Oregon. My boss told me today I had to wear nice shoes to the Super Bowl Media Radio Row Convention Center every day. Mavi, do you think I'll be able to find any nice shoes in my shoe collection that I have? Do you think I have any nice enough shoes to wear to the event? Because, I mean, all my shoes cost $200 each. You think I'll be able to find a nice pair?
Yep. I think you'll be okay for sure. You have enough shoes in your closet to pick a couple.
Yeah. I'm going to bring like 15 pairs of shoes, I think. I'm gonna fill my backpack with shoes just in case anybody else needs a pair of 12s. You know what I mean? Because mine are so kick-ass. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 Eastern on Sports Grid TV, coast to coast. For Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Good night from New York.